Karaka, The Last Snow Angel, a novelette by Lee Wimmer. Chapter 1. By mid-afternoon, a light snow began blanketing the picturesque town of Keene. Footsteps pounded up the stairs and down the hallway. "Dad, Dad, are you up here?"
"I'm in here,"
Jim Hurley called back to his daughter from Timmy's room, putting away the laundry. Carly rounded the doorway, stopped, and frowned. She gripped each side of the doorframe, standing tall.
"Dad, why do you spoil him? That's Timmy's job. He's got to grow up."
"The same reason I spoil you. Besides, he's at basketball practice and I'm bored." He took her hands from the frame one at a time and hugged her. When had his little girl, now 17, gotten as tall as he was? She nudged the massive laundry pile. "Aren't you going to tell him about Susan? It's been 7 months." Tickling her might change the conversation. He pinched her sides, and she fought to shake loose, giggling and twisting sideways. Tickles always made her spastic. "You know he's going to find out sooner or later," she wriggled, still struggling to get free. "Better from you than Facebook." So she wasn't going to drop it. He let her go.
"I know. Believe me, I know. Last time I talked to him about my dating, he went a little crazy. He wasn't himself for 3 days. I don't want to go through that again."
He snaked his arm out, getting in one last good tickle. "Susan's pushing me too, wanting to get to know my children. She doesn't like sneaking around." He resumed folding laundry and held up some for her.
"So what's stopping you? The sooner the better. I like Susan. She's fun."
She raised her hands as a stop signal. "No way am I helping. That's Timmy's." She began pulling her long black hair into a ponytail. "Besides, I'm getting ready for the movies. I'll tell him tonight. I'll order his favorite pizza, and we'll talk." Just the promise sent his anxiety level skyrocketing.
"It's okay, Dad." She scooted closer and rubbed his arm. "He's 15 and needs to grow up."
Carly knew he always avoided confrontation, exactly where he was heading tonight. A car horn blared from the street, and she ran to the window.
"Dad, it's Mary. Oh, I almost forgot. Don't wait up. We're going to the Late Show to see the new Tom Cruise movie, and I won't be home until after 11.
She kissed his cheek.